Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Firefighters still trying to gain the upper hand on Southern California's largest and most destructive wildfire. It's the Thomas Fire, burning near Santa Barbara, then Los Padres National Forest. Bill Murray is, Murphy that is Cal Fire's public information officer on that incident.
I think it's clear that this is a very large, challenging and dynamic incident, so we continue to ask the public to pay attention to the alerts and notices that they receive.
The Thomas Fire spans some 173,000 acres and has engaged more than 4,000 firefighters and staff. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
This morning, a cold front is making its way into south-central Kansas. Behind that system, very strong west and northwest winds will gust up to 40 miles per hour. And as dry as we are, the fire danger threat is extremely high. Our temperature in the mid-50s by noontime, low 60s this afternoon, clear, windy, and 29 tonight, 51 Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 41 degrees, west wind at 14 miles per hour.
One man is dead after a single vehicle crash in Rush County in western Kansas sometime Saturday night or Sunday morning. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports 51-year-old Darren Stiles of Hayes was traveling on K4 east of La Crosse when he hit a gravel shoulder and overcorrected. The pickup he was driving entered a ditch, overturned in a field, ended up on the passenger side. Stiles was ejected from the truck. The exact time of the crash unknown.
A Kansas Legislative Task Force on Child Welfare is meeting this week for the first time since a new top administrator took over the state agency it is examining.
The Child Welfare Task Force is scheduled to have a day-long meeting Tuesday at the State House and to discuss a preliminary report for lawmakers on its findings. Its members include Gina Meyer Hummel of Lawrence. She was director of a children's shelter until she was named last month as secretary of the Department for Children and Families. Meyer Hummel has replaced former Secretary Phyllis Gilmore, who retired December 1st. Among other things, the task force has been examining problems with the state's foster care system for abused and neglected children. Some legislators had been calling on Gilmore to resign when she retired. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The University of Kansas paid out a total of $395,000 to settle lawsuits by two former rowers who said the school did not respond properly to their reports of being sexually assaulted on campus.
The Kansas City Star reports that the university admits no liability in agreeing to pay former rower Daisy Tackett $245,000 and former rower Sarah McClure $150,000. Tackett reported a Kansas football player raped her in 2014, and McClure alleged she was assaulted by the same man a year later. The women claimed the school violated Title IX because officials should have anticipated a heightened risk of sexual assaults at the apartments where football players live. The Associated Press generally doesn't identify victims of alleged sexual assault, but Tackett and McClure have both said they want their names used. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The American ambassador to the United Nations says regardless of what the world thinks, the president's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital will stand.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump's declaration on Jerusalem was more than two decades overdue.
Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Obama all said they were for it, but never did anything about it, and this president said it's time.
But on Fox News Sunday, Haley said the backlash has been shocking. The U.S., though, intends to stand firm.
We have the right to do whatever we want in terms of where we put our embassies. We don't need other countries telling us what's right and wrong.
But opposition to the declaration is evident, with Arab nations speaking out and Palestinian President Abbas canceling a scheduled meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A group of lawmakers gets to work this week, tasked with hammering out differences in a pair of Republican tax bills.
The first open meeting of the House-Senate conference is set for Wednesday afternoon. House and Senate negotiators must blend each chamber's tax bills with key differences over the number of tax brackets, deductions, and health care law provisions. Republican leaders want a final version passed by Christmas. But with narrow Republican majorities, subtle details could become game changers with key lawmakers in the House and Senate looking for their request to be answered. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
6:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, here on a Monday morning, December 11th, 2017. On this date in 1980, President Jimmy Carter signed legislation creating a $1.6 billion environmental superfund to pay for cleaning up chemical spills and toxic waste dumps. And Magnum P.I., starring Tom Selleck, premiered on CBS.
Were you a big fan? A huge show.
Big show.
I never got into Magnum.
I didn't either. I'm not a big
Tom. A lot of people were huge on it, and it never resonated with me.
Not a big Tom Selleck fan. Mm. All right, 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. See what else is going on this morning here on a Monday morning. Hey, Ted, we're all back together again. It's been a while. One thing or another has come along, a vacation, other things, personal things, and you and I and Jad haven't been on the air together for quite a while.
Yeah, Steve and Ted in the morning, and along with Jad, we're back to full strength on the ice.
And we're 2 weeks out from Christmas, and we're going to just go gangbusters the next 2 weeks.
That's right. Christmas is 2 weeks from today, right?
We got the Christmas spirit, and we're going to be...
Holy moly.
You know, the show is always good. It's going to be even better, I predict.
That's quite a promise. Hope you can deliver on that.
Well, I'm counting on you. A man.
I better step it up.
There you go. A man who swindled his Tinder dates out of $49,000 has been sentenced to 2 to 6 years in prison.
Good.
A Manhattan district attorney says Brandon Keem used a variety of scams on at least three women he met through the dating app. He claimed he urgently needed money for cancer treatment for relatives.
Oh, boy.
In one case, his sister, in another, his mother. He conned one woman while he was out on bail. Keem also stole $13,000 from a man who hired him as a dog walker and $800 from a neighbor.
Did he hire him as a dog walker off of Tinder? That's not a good... he's working all sorts of angles.
Oh, Brandon, he's been a busy guy. Now he's going to be in jail for a while. Officials on the Georgia coast are trying to get to the bottom of a stinky problem. Residents of St. Simon's Island have been complaining of foul odors around a major intersection, with utility officials pointing the finger at gases building up in the sewer pipes and leaking through a manhole in the road. The local Water and Sewer Commission is working to snuff out the smell. The Brunswick News reports workers are testing sewage in different parts of the system until they can find the source of the gas. Meantime, P.U.
Meantime, yeah.
P.U. Meantime.
Yeah, who's the dude that has to climb down in there to investigate what's wrong? He's got to have one of those World War One gas masks on.
The most famous sewer worker at all, Art Carney in The Honeymooners.
That's right.
What was his name in The Honeymooners?
Ralph Kramer.
Ralph Kramer. No,
that was the other one.
Norton. There you go, yeah. Norton. Not Tim Norton, but Norton. All right. Okay, quick personal note. Like I said, I've been talking about how busy I was over the weekend. I had a lot going on, kids' ball games and whatnot. Yesterday afternoon in Mulvane, Christmas Step by Step, a preschooler's putting on a Christmas pageant.
That's
pretty primitive.
That's sitcom material right there.
Sammy Joe, my granddaughter, played Mary. She wanted the sheep part.
Wow, starring role.
Yeah, there was a sheep part. She wanted to do that, but they talked her into doing Mary, so she got the starring role.
My gosh.
The wise man, there were only six kids on this thing. A wise man, before the show started, he laid down on the stage and began to cry and throw a big fit.
Wow, breakdown.
So he apparently had stage fright. You've had that, you know. You've done that, right? You've lied. Laying down on the stage and kicked your heels, right? No?
No.
Okay.
I've never...
He couldn't.
I've got a lot of phobias, problems, but that's not one of them.
This poor kid just couldn't answer the buzzers.
Well, you find out something about yourself.
They had to go on with that.
He has strengths in other areas.
Yeah, he's 4 or 5 years old, you know, and he knows he's probably not going to be the next, great star. Okay, great stars tomorrow night, Ted. It's here, the 7th annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. It starts at 7:00 at the Scottish Rite Center, Grand Dining Room, First in Topeka. Non-perishable food items or monetary donation is the admission. Benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. Ted, I went through the script. You and I are prominent in the script. We're going to carry the load again this year. It's going to be great. You need to come out and see this. It's fun to watch. And then we record the whole thing and Sunday morning or Christmas morning at 8 o'clock. Play it back on the radio.
All right.
It's a lot of fun. It's old-time radio type stuff. Speaking of old and radio, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with good old Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, last week was a negative week for the entire livestock complex. The live cattle and feeder cattle traded mostly lower Friday and closed negative with the largest losses in the feeder cattle. Now, cash cattle trade in the feed yards last week was lower by $2 to $2.50. Lean hog futures closed positive after starting the session on the negative side. Friday's close, February live cattle down 37 cents at 118.30. January feeders down $1.10 at 145.22. And Feb lean hogs up 37 cents at 68.85. Now, Friday was the second straight session of the wheat futures making new contract lows and closing on the negative side. The corn and the soybeans traded mixed with only the corn closing positive Friday. Now, Tuesday is the monthly USDA supply and demand report, and overnight trading in the grains has also been negative. New contract lows once again for the wheat futures. At the moment, March KC wheat down 3.25 cents at 4.14¾. March corn down a penny and 3/4 at 3.51. January beans down 7 cents at 9.82¾. January crude oil 17 cents lower at 57.19. February gold $3.70 higher at 1,252.10. The March S&P 2¾ points higher at 2,656¾. December dollar index 10 cents lower at 93.77. And March Dow Jones futures 53 points higher at 24,389. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, how have you been? I'm just complaining about how busy I was over the weekend. I did not get out and get the Christmas present for you.
You haven't?
No, and it begins to look like probably not going to happen this year, so, you know.
Oh, there's time if you really try.
You know, last year when you gave me that used washing machine,
yeah.
I don't need that this year, okay?
You don't? Just need a dryer?
No, let's just not trade at all, okay? I always feel like I'm getting a short end with you, but... You ever re-gift something? I mean, somebody gives you something you don't like, so you give it to somebody else next year?
Well, first of all, I got to get a gift before I can re-gift.
Okay, so you don't re-gift because you don't gift. Okay.
That's right.
Well, that solves that problem, doesn't it? Seriously, got 14 shopping days left. How are you doing on your end of the old shopping spree there? You got anything done?
Well, according to Patty, we're doing okay.
Ah, there you go.
I was out trying to get my own gifts yesterday and got me a new colored printer.
Man. Exciting.
That's what I thought.
That's a reason for the season right there.
And I picked out some more things I wanted, and she told me that was 2020, 2021 down the road on Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And again, you don't have to give us anything, okay?
Well, I'm still thinking about what I'm going to get you this time.
No, you don't need to do that because it's just it's a blessing just talking to you every morning, you know?
Well, you're desperate.
Tom, we'll have another blessing tomorrow at this time.
Thank you. Okay.
642 with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, the Retirement Budget Shift. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.